Good afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon, Monsignor.
Francis, Pope Francis, this week said something that he talked a lot about Syria and the whole issue of peace in this world, and it's a huge struggle. Belies any kind of human intervention at this moment. It's just been such a great struggle, that whole issue of the Middle East. But he also said this week. He said, Jesus stands at the doors of our hearts and knocks and asks to come in. That same Jesus stands at the doors of our churches and knocks and asks to go out. And I don't know what that all means to you. But for me, it says clearly that the sign of a healthy and inspired by God's grace community is a community that reaches out and touches the lives and hearts of so many people. And so every year we have a privilege here at St. Monica's, as does every parish across this nation. We call it propagation of the faith, promotion of the faith, connecting people from two worlds together in the great mission of preaching, bringing Jesus Christ. And so this year, it was a no-brainer for us to ask that Office of Propagation of the Faith if Father Matthew Toussaint, who is a great friend to our community, could come and to share his great work with us and ask for our support, our blessing, our prayer, and our financial support for his great work. Matthew came to St. Monica's many years ago and got his master's at Loyola Marymount. He got a master's degree in education. He went back to Ghana, and he came to a school that was literally falling out. It was about to close. And in those 3 years, he went from 300 students to over 700 students. And he'll describe for you some of the great work that he's done. And so, my brothers and sisters, this is a man who will take whatever prayer and gift and blessing we give, and he will focus it and use it well in a place that is in extraordinary need. So it doesn't go into some dark hole. It goes literally to the people that need it most. And so while he doesn't need an introduction, because he's been here over these years, and he's coming back actually at the end of his term as principal of that school next year to stay with us for 2 years as he gets his doctorate at that great University of Loyola Marymount. So he's coming, he's going, and he'll be back. But tonight he asks for our support and our care. So let's welcome him, let's support him, and let's give him our love.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Monsignor. Thank you very much. And so I would like to share with you, before I come to my school, a little bit of what Jesus is talking to us about in the gospel. And I'd like to put it in the form of a little story. There was this young boy of about 5 years who decided that he wanted to start his own church. And he started the church, but nobody was going to his church. So he decided to make the family dog and the cat. They became his congregation. So every Sunday, this boy would put the two animals in front of him and preach. Everything went well until he decided that these two members of the congregation were ready for baptism. So one Sunday after preaching, he decided he brought water to baptize them. And he started with the dog. The dog was very humble and accepted baptism. But then when it came to the cat, it was a different story. Our young pastor grabbed the cat and tried to baptize it in the name of the Father. As soon as the first drop of water touched the cat, it became a struggle. The cat was scratching and yelling and trying to get free. So the boy's mother, who was in the kitchen, heard the commotion and came to find out what was going on. And then the boy explained that he was baptizing this member of his congregation. And then the mother told him that, no, cats do not like water, so please, let it go. The boy said, no, he has just received half baptism. Only in the name of the Father. You still have to go the Son and the Spirit. So the mother tried to get him to understand that cats just do not like water. And then the boy said, well, if he doesn't like water, he should have thought about that before joining my church. Because in my church, I use water a lot. If you know you cannot stand water, then don't come to my church. I think it's basically the same message Jesus gave to the crowd that was following him and wanting to be his disciples. We just heard that a lot of people were following Jesus. They wanted to join his mission. And at the moment, he turned around and said, if you want to join my mission, then stop long enough to think about the cost of discipleship. Because discipleship entails a lot of sacrifice. Think about it before you join. Otherwise, halfway through, you may get stranded. And he told them, to be a disciple may involve renouncing certain things that you love in your life. You may be asked to renounce your earthly possessions. That's what he told them. Anyone who does not put away his wealth, his material things, cannot be my disciple. Anybody who is too attached to material things cannot be my disciple. Anyone who is not ready to let go his material things for the benefit of others cannot be my disciple. And he also tells them, you may be asked to renounce even your relationships with people. People you hold very dear to your heart. You may be asked to renounce them, to let them go. Anyone who comes to me without hating his mother and father and brothers and sisters, whatever, cannot be my disciple. So that is the cost. You must be ready to pay. Think about that first before you join my mission. And he made it clear. If you don't think about it, and you rush to become my disciple, you may be like a man who started a project, a building project, without first sitting down to calculate the cost, to see whether he can finish. He starts, he lays the foundation, and then realizes that he's stuck in the middle. He has no money to finish it. And then the neighbors and the friends will turn around and laugh at him. This man started something he could not finish. We don't want that to happen to us. But I tell you, it nearly happened to me one time. Very nearly. 3 years ago, I accepted a project to become the principal of a school in Ghana, in my diocese. As Monsignor told you, this was a school that was just literally slipping, going downhill. I accepted without, first of all, sitting down to calculate the cost. When I got to the school, then I realized that I should have thought twice before accepting that appointment. When I got to the school, I realized that the school, which is a boarding school with 300 students at the time, the school had no water whatsoever. And the students were all living there. The students used to get up in the morning, take their buckets and other containers, walk about 2 miles. Looking for water in the nearby villages to come and give some to the kitchen for cooking their meals and take some for their own shower. That's what they did every day, trekking in and out. They had no electricity. In the night, they would use their lanterns to study. They had no textbooks. They had a few outdated and wretched textbooks which they were using. Many of the students had dropped out of school, either because they could not pay their fees or because the school was just not serving their needs. It was not giving them the education they needed. So many of them left. The faculty, many of the teachers had gone to other schools, better schools, because they had no job satisfaction. These and many, many more challenges were the ones that I went and found. And I said, I should have counted the cost before beginning this project. But at that time, I was already there. I was stuck in the middle. So what did I do? I can't run away from it. Then I thought about something that happened when I was here before I got the appointment. I was actually here trying to enjoy a summer break when my bishop called me and said, come over, you have been appointed as principal to this school. Come home immediately. I was very reluctant. And then Monsignor said, you go home and take that job. We're going to support you. So when I got there and I realized what it was, I sat down and wrote him a very long letter describing to him the conditions that I found in that school. And some friends and parishioners here, I shared the experiences I had in that school with them. I let them know what I was facing. And really, Monsignor, the parishioners of St. Monica did not disappoint me. Due to their support, today we have some water in the school. Not enough, but something to go by. We have water for the girls' hostel and the kitchen. The boys still do not have water. We have electricity. With the support, the financial support we got from here, we were able to buy the power poles and the wires, put them up in the school, and then the government agreed to bring the electricity to the school. 2 summers ago, when I was here, some of you contributed monies. We bought textbooks, some textbooks for the school. Right now, we even have 20 computers. We have internet service. What more can we ask? So I just want to take this moment and this opportunity to say thank you, Monsignor, for mobilizing your parishioners to come to our aid. And thank every single one of you for your prayers, your support, in whatever ways you supported us. This does not mean that we cannot ask for anything more. We have certain challenges that are still trying to pull us backwards as a school. Right now, one of our greatest challenges is that the school is 40 miles away from the nearest town. 40 miles away. Every service we need, we have to go to that town. Medical services, students who are sick, we have to send them there. And now we don't have any means of transport. Now I have 733 students who are doing very well. But this is a great challenge. Last year, I lost 2 of them. 2 of them died because we could not get them to a hospital. Jonathan, who was in the 10th grade, had meningitis. In the middle of the night, they woke me up. I got there. There was no transport whatsoever. So before we could get a car to come from the town to pick him and send him back, it was too late. Another student, David, in the 11th grade, something similar happened to him. And so it's a great need for us to get a truck that can move, that can ply that difficult road. It's only 40 miles, but very difficult road. I have made my investigation, and I know that with $35,000, we can get that kind of truck. So this is something we are asking for. We also know that we need some water to give to the boys to stop them from still trekking around looking for water. The one we had for the girls cost us $6,000. So it is something similar we are looking for the boys. And so, brothers and sisters, if there is something you can do, there are some envelopes which are just on your seats. You can make your check out to St. Monica's Church and be sure that the money will go for this course. Once again, I thank you very much, Monsignor. Thank you for listening, and may God return to you whatever you have given out for the sake of his mission.